This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody right now working on the Third Watch, we certainly thank you for keeping America rolling along. Let's not forget about our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our mail, bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers over to the post office, and our suicide jockeys loading up the gas, loading up the diesel, loading up the jet fuel, and taking it where it needs to go. And don't forget, folks, you can follow us on Facebook. It would be the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And, of course, we're on Instagram, all as the Captain's America. It would be at Captain's America. Captain at an S and America on the end, all one word. And we've got a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there to that website. You can hear the show right now playing. You can hear it streaming during the day until the next show comes on. It streams over and over again, all 4 hours of the show. And a lot of people do that. They like to listen to that during the daytime. So there you go. All right. In the meantime, we have our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, also the host of Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States
of America.
And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and
justice
for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to understand that, because we understand that. Now, Colonel, the hits keep on going here. Once again, in Syria, apparently our troops were attacked by some missiles coming from the bad guys, and apparently one of our soldiers was hurt. Don't think another one. I heard to begin with two, but now I'm hearing one. And we turned around and launched.
It's taking the world by storm. Don't buy another flashlight until you've seen what this new headlamp can do.
What was that?
This U.S. Army
bringing
military technology to the public. And he's destroying the $300 billion flashlight.
Okay, that should be gone.
Huh.
All right, Captain. Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, initial reports said two, perhaps three.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the CENTCOM commander came out and said, assured people that we have the ability. We did react to it. We took out several vehicles that might have been the source of that. But at the same time, it's a reminder that we've got a presence in many parts of the world, and we have an ongoing war that we're fighting in Syria, in Iraq, and in Afghanistan and places. But there in Syria, we did that. And that seems to be an endless thing And I have absolute confidence in our ability to defend ourselves, but it continues to raise the question about why we're having to continuously defend ourselves and run the risk to our troops over there without a long-term strategic plan of what success looks like in many parts of the world and the Middle East.
Well, remember, we had left Syria, and the general said, yep, we're leaving, and we didn't leave. We never left. We stayed right there.
Yeah, that's the case not just in Syria, many places. And, of course, we've highlighted with the anniversary of leaving Afghanistan in an abysmal manner.
Yeah.
How if you don't plan and prepare mid- and long-term strategically, American service members ultimately pay the price for that. And we, the American taxpayers, pay the price, and the mothers and fathers and husbands of those that run risk continue to pay the price.
Okay, we got a caller. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm going to take it. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee again. Real quick, you guys were talking about Syria and the airstrikes that we conducted via CENTCOM targeting Iranian Republican Guard outposts in Syria.
Yeah.
We're involved in this. That is a civil war that we're still involved in over there. Okay, now, that infrastructure that was hit, according to what I've read, and the Syrian Observatory, which has some, how should I say, they're fairly reliable, but you got to read between the lines. If we're over there protecting American service members from, quote-unquote, ISIS, which is a Sunni organization.
30 seconds before we go to break.
Roger that. Why are we? Where's the presidential or congressional authorization to continue these airstrikes in the region if this is a civil war that we're there, how should I say, protecting the oil reserves in the northern regions and eastern regions of Syria for the Kurds? That's my assessment there, and that's my question. Maybe it can be addressed. I appreciate the time. 6 o'clock.
Sure. Okay. And Colonel, we're going to be going to break, but you can address that after the break. The music should be starting any second here. That is a very good question, and I think it deserves a very good answer.
Oh, he does, and he suggests something that is fundamentally truthful and has been for a long time. So that was a great question.
Yeah, and here comes the music. So you hold on, sir. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. And I was very happy to speak last night to the group over there in Pinellas Park. And the Patriots. The Patriots. The Town Hall Patriots. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people were interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is getting ready to have the grand opening of Moss Nissan in Brooksville coming soon. I can't tell you exactly when, but it's going to be interesting. But I can tell you this. It looks like on the 24th of September, I will be at Moss Nissan. It'll be the 24th. And then on the 25th, I'll be at a gun show in Sarasota. So I'll be very busy that weekend, but we'll be having our truck there with the games and the hot dogs and the hamburgers and all that stuff will be there with us. So stop on by. Let us feed you. Give you some free stuff. Watch the game or play the games there with your kids, whatever. But Moss Nissan is the home of You Serve, You Save. That means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, current or retired, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to them. Now, don't forget, you also get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle. It gives you free oil changes and tire rotations. Such a great deal as well that you can't find in other places. So check them out. Check them out. They've got a dealership in Crystal River, the big flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side in Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the south side of the road. Can't wait. All right, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, now, would you please address the question posed by Eric before we went to break?
Yeah, I think that the primary part of his comment question was that it was a civil war, and why are we involved in a civil war? Civil war might not be the most accurate thing, but his discussion about Iran's involvement in there and the
the ongoing, I mean, for millennia, conflict there between Arab nations is spot on, and it is a part of what is now the new evil axis of power, which is Russia, China, and Iran. And Iran has a very much has a hand in that, and then all the other players that play at their behest, from ISIS to Hezbollah to all those. He's absolutely right about that, and his suggestion that is that our involvement and our ability to stake out exactly what our security interests are that is worth an endless threat to American lives and given the economy to our tax dollars and our money, given that we're $32 trillion of debt, is worth noting. And he's right, and his suggestion is 100% right. And it's kind of questions that we evade, and unfortunately, many Republicans have evaded that well. But this lands on the doorstep of the Biden administration right now. No clarity, like on so many things, domestically and internationally, globally. We use a lot of fuzzy kind of stuff out there, both fuzzy math and fuzzy suggestions for what will be achieved domestically and globally. They just don't add up.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to address something that we didn't really understand the total gist of the other morning when we had our election on Tuesday. And by the way, thanks very much for your expert commentary about the things that you were talking about. But we had something that was played up, and I mean played up huge, about Sarasota, how they flipped the Sarasota school board, the Sarasota County School Board down there, to Republican. That was the first time that had happened in, I guess, about 50 years, was my understanding. But in the meantime, we found out that Miami also did the same thing down there, which is a monumental accomplishment. But right there in little old Manatee County, where you're at, there was another news story of major significance that never made the papers for whatever reason. Tell us what happened there.
Well, Governor DeSantis certified across the state conservative candidates, and they had to work for it. They had to fill out a questionnaire and answer supporting certain principles. And here in the county of Manatee, we had three folks that took over not as virally left-wing as the school board in Sarasota, but certainly that one and didn't get as much attention. But we had the governor appointed a fellow named Chad Choate to fill a vacancy. He got reelected in his own right with over 50% of the vote. Colonel United States Air Force retired Richard Tatum, a Republican Liberty Caucus member, won his seat outright, unseating the current chair and a Democrat of the school board, the Reverend Golden.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And a third candidate, Cindy Spray, faces a runoff, but her chances look fantastic because the third candidate in that race, most of the votes that she got, Agrusso, are actually going to go to Cindy. So I'm confident that we, too, will have three conservatives elected to our school board in Manatee County. So here on the Suncoast in Minnesota, we can take a victory lap right now, and we'll complete that victory lap. And we've also got a county commissioner race here in Manatee County that will be decided in November with Amanda Ballard, also a Liberty Caucus member, and she's in District 2. So there's overlap there. I feel good. Tuesday's results here in my county and across the state of Florida, there were some discouraging losses by some folks, but on a whole, on the balance, we're happy. We got some more work to do between now and November. But I feel good, and it's a good omen for November here in the Sunshine State and here in Minnesota.
That sounds so very good. And I know how hard you worked and the other people around you have, so that's kudos to you and congratulations. But for the audience that's listening across the country, you folks, I was telling you, when some of the people were going, well, I don't know if there's going to be a red wave. I don't know. I don't know if we can do it. I don't know if we can do that. And I told you to think nationally, but act locally. Well, there it is. That's the proof right there. It can be done.
Yeah, I tell you, Captain Austin, the county administration, we had two astounding victories by constitutional conservatives. The overhand middle of the road, probably Republican in name only. In fact, the longest standing commissioner here in Manatee County was defeated. I mean, defeated hugely, 2-1 margin by a Marine veteran, Jason Bearden. And Mike Ron unseated a woman, Missy Servia, seeking her second term on a county commission, and he too soundly defeated her. So things are looking good here on the Sun Coast. The sun is rising on Manatee County, and the coalition of conservative groups like the Christian Family Coalition, the Manatee Patriots, and the Republican Liberty Caucus are responsible for these victories. We took our first steps in the last election 2 years ago, and we're completed that. We got a county commissioner that has got a 6-1 margin as of this week. And in November, we will have 7-0 constitutional conservatives on the Manatee County Board of County Commissioners. And the school board is now on its way to also be conservatively held. Hats off to Governor Ron DeSantis and his support and the constitutional conservative coalition that came together. It's like you said, we take local action and it has national impact.
Yes, and that's what people are going to have to do. Now, again, the attitude that they need to take, everybody, is that right now, yeah, you've had some victories, but let's just put the shoe on the other foot for a minute. You got to keep the intent. You got to keep the drive going. So act like as if you're 10 points behind and you need to catch up when you're out there knocking on these doors and talking to these people.
Yeah, Captain, you say that often, and that bears repeating every day. I tell them at the time, after Tuesday night celebration, I says the time for gloating is over. We've got work to do.
Mm. Well, I know you know who the Town Hall Patriots, formerly the Community Pinellas Patriots, were. I spoke to them last night. It was a very enthusiastic crowd. I got them all ramped up, which is what I like to do when I talk to a group, because I talk to them from the heart. I'm not talking to them just to blow a bunch of smoke out the window. I talk to them from the heart, you know, because if they want to do this, they can do it. If they want to get their candidates out there and do what needs to be done, they can do it. They had a few surprises up there in Pinellas County, but then again, it's all working out for the best, I think.
Yeah, Captain, I'm not surprised that you were able to surf the crowd, because you speak to the worker bees in the Republican Party, not to those that are the chairman and all that stuff like that. And that's appreciated, because sometimes the worker bees get overlooked and you appeal to them. That's good news.
Well, thank you very much, Colonel, and I will talk to you again soon next week. You might see you this weekend. Who knows? Have a great day, my friend.
All right, Captain, you too. Back at you.
All righty. That's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Coming up, we've got our friend Bo Browning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden continues to spend large amounts of money during a recession. The president decided to forgive $10,000 of debt to borrowers of student loans and delay payments through the rest of the year. The White House has no answer on who is paying for this, when in fact, you will be on the hook to pay back someone else's student loan, like it or not.
This is something that is going to be important for middle-class Americans. When you think about 90% of the folks who are going to actually benefit from this are making $75,000 or less.
The school board in Uvalde, Texas, voted unanimously Wednesday night to fire District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, exactly 3 months after his leadership to a mass shooting in which 19 fourth graders and two teachers were murdered in an elementary school under his jurisdiction. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris Markowski. We appreciate all that confidence you placed in us. But actually, he started the same time I did, so that makes him the man, the myth, and the legend. So I got one to say to one, another one, so we're all one. That makes sense? Hey, good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got our good friend Bo Browning with us today from the National Aviation Academy. And, you know, Bo, every time you come in here, I've got questions ready for you. I've got a couple ready for you right now. But first of all, tell us how things are going over there at the school.
Everything's going pretty good over at National Aviation Academy. You know, of course, you know, one of the big things we're working on right now is the change in the federal aviation regulation under Part 147. You know, that aviation maintenance technician schools operate under. So all the schools in the country are preparing for that change, you know, to take place September 21st. And so we've just been working towards that, you know, getting students enrolled, getting them certificated, getting them out in the industry and going into work. So it's going good right now.
Yeah, and that's really good to know because I know you put a lot of hard work in what you do. And again, the students that I know that I've met that are over there, including one Marine that's there right now, getting ready to graduate pretty quick, I understand.
Sure.
He's, you know, he went over there to begin with. He was a little bit apprehensive. He wasn't really sure if this was a move for him. And I told him, I says, hey, man, just kind of lighten up and see, go with the flow, see what happens.
Sure.
Now he's one of your best students. He loves it.
Yeah, well, you know, for all students, you know, education, especially a program like a National Aviation Academy, you know, it is a full-time commitment. It's a full-time job to get through that program. You know, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. You know, so the individual has to be dedicated to get through it. So, you know, the students put in a lot of work. The staff puts in a lot of work. And you know, we're glad to see them get through the program, get their certifications, get out there in the industry and go to work. You know, like I've always said, the aviation industry, you know, did a lot for me as an individual, did a lot for me in my professional life, and I believe it can do the same thing for anyone that goes into the industry.
And Uncle Rick, thanks for chiming in this morning. Your answer to your question is everybody in Manatee County won, and a couple of them up here in Pinellas County won as well. Now, another question is military. I had a gentleman ask me a question about military. Should he start, knowing that he's going to be out in a month, should he start his paperwork process right now with you?
Sure, absolutely. So you know, if you're going to separate from the military, you're separating from your branch of service. You know, you need to make sure, one, you go through the transition assistance program, you understand what all your benefits are, understand how those benefits work. Make sure you go and you get your certificates of eligibility. Contact whatever schools. Contact National Aviation Academy. You know, understand what they need from you so you can start putting all those documents together. It's never too early to start exploring your different options in education. So, you know, make sure you put the work in. Make sure you do the research. Make sure you understand your benefits. As veterans, a lot of times we don't pay attention in those transition assistance programs that we have to go through. You know, we just want out of there. And, you know, make sure you pay attention. Make sure you ask questions. You know, our benefits, there's a lot of them, and some of them are very difficult to navigate if you don't understand how it actually works. So ask those questions, explore your options, and, you know, make contact with whatever school that you may be interested in, you know, as early as possible. That way you get yourself set up, and that way it's an easier transition for you.
Now, what do you know about this student loan stuff?
Student loan.
Does that have anything to do with?
Yes. Well, it has everything to do with any school that participates in the Title IV federal student aid program. I understand the premise behind it. I don't agree with it personally. But, you know, every student in the country knows what they got themselves into. They know what they signed up for. You know, I think if you really want to fix the so-called cost of education in this country, you got to begin with all these worthless degree paths that a lot of schools have. You know, National Aviation Academy, we teach only what the Federal Aviation Administration requires under Part 147 and Part 65 in order for you to get a certification. That certification will absolutely open a door, lead you into a career path. You know, but you know, the core problem is you got to start with these worthless degree paths. A lot of these institutions, and you know, that's public, not for profit, for profit. It's across the board. You know, as far as forgiving $10,000 for student loans and
or
$20,000 for full Pell Grant recipients, I absolutely don't agree with that. People, to really understand what he just said yesterday, people should go in and research what Pell Grant really means. Pell Grant was free money to start with. It doesn't have to be paid back. You know, it reduces the cost of tuition at that institution. But a student, depending on their circumstances, still can take loans to the total cost of tuition. So people need to go in and research that and understand that, you know, $20,000 for a Pell Grant recipient, you know, I would have to argue that, Matt, if you were going to do this, which you shouldn't have done it at all, it should probably be flipped around. If you didn't receive any Pell Grant, then maybe you should have got $20,000 in loan forgiveness. If you received Pell Grant, maybe it should have been $10,000. But please go out there, do your own research, understand what he actually just did. And you know, the information's out there. You can go out there and research it. Pell Grant, $6,800 for an academic year, you know, in 2022. So go do your research. Understand what President Biden actually said, because, you know, people knew what they were doing when they enrolled in school. School's an opportunity, and opportunity is not free. Everybody knew what they were getting into.
Okay, and that's kind of what I thought, but I wanted to hear it from you because I've been concerned. Does this mean the schools are out that money? They're not going to get paid?
Yeah, I've got
nobody
no idea how that's going to work, you know, but I would imagine that it's going to have significant ramifications. You know, when you don't have any checks and balances in the system, people that will take advantage of the system will absolutely do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think across the board, education benefits, you know, post 9/11 is a fantastic benefit for veterans, but it has the possibility of being taken advantage of under the Department of Education rules and the federal student aid system. You know, it all really needs to be examined. There's a lot of money out there, and you know, students get credit balances. You know, if they have a credit balance because of their cost of tuition was actually less than what they took, the student was given that money. You know, it's because it's a true credit balance, because it's an actual loan like any other kind of loan that you take out. So it's, you know, they can do with it what they want. They can give it back to the school. They can keep it, whatever they want to do. But people need to do the research and really understand what Walba said yesterday during that press conference. You know, my personal opinion is I don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to the millions of people that did the right thing, saved money, and paid off their student loans and worked hard to do it.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking about Browning National Aviation Academy, website NAA.edu, NAA.edu. The phone number to call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Now, let me check my clock here real quick. Okay, I got about a minute here. So in the minutes that I've got left, somebody calls up today. They want to take the tour. I tell them to take the tour of both campuses so they can see what's going on.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, National Aviation Academy, we're going to get you through the prerequisites to get those certifications offered by the Federal Aviation Administration. And, you know, and there's an opportunity for employment out there. You know, we do one thing well, and that's get you through those prerequisites to get your airframe and power plant certification, get you other industry-recognized credentials, and get you out there and to the industry, get you in front of the industry at our career fairs. You know, we do our best to set the student up in a position of success. But again, it's hard work. It's a full-time job. You know, you're coming to school 5 days a week, 7 hours a day. You have to be committed to get through the program. And if you're committed to get through the program, there is success at the end. Like I said, the aviation industry has been good to me. You know, it's hard work. You got to put in some effort, you know, but it's good. It's a good industry.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy here in Clearwater with another campus up in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, we're back. And this final segment, my conversation with Bo Browning, is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Shutters down in Sarasota, Florida. Now, you know, Dominic's has been around, it seems like, forever. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and they will travel, but only as far as Sarasota and maybe on up to Tampa, and maybe not. It all depends on how far it is. Now, that being said, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, their phone number again, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And don't forget that you can visit one of their campuses, either one you want, either the one here in Clearwater or the one up at Concord, Massachusetts, and ask to take the tour. And I would strongly suggest that that is exactly what you do. All right, Bo Browning's in studio. Good morning again, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, when it comes time for selecting students, not everybody can make the grade, right?
Sure. Not National Aviation Academy. There. Can you hear me? All right. So when students enter into National Aviation Academy, so there's some enrollment criteria that we have, right? Student has to be at least 16 years of age in order to enroll. They have to have a high school diploma, GED. They must pass an entrance exam. And, of course, they have to, you know, accept and abide by the rules and the technical standards that the institution has. So if you go on our website,
it has a list of things, entrance requirements. You know, read down those entrance requirements, but those are really the main points of the entrance requirements I just went over. Make sure that you understand those entrance requirements, because every institution has an entrance requirement, right? You know, they vary from institution to institution. National Aviation Academies, if you go to our website, naa.edu, and you go under About and go down to Consumer Information, there's a drop-down menu that says Consumer Information under About. You can click on that. Our student catalogs are there. There's a whole bunch of disclosures that we have to put out there. They're required disclosures. So you can go in there. You can read about the institution, read about the requirements of the institution. You can get an idea of what National Aviation Academy is obligated to do for the prospective student or the student, and also what the student should be doing while they're enrolled in the program, the standards they're going to be held to. So do your research. You know, any institution you go to is going to have, you know, basic entrance requirements, you know, rules, standards that you have to follow. So, you know, go in there, do your research. Make sure you clearly understand what the institution is obligated to you for and what you should be obligated to the institution in order to get through the program successfully.
Now, I had a question from a gentleman yesterday. I saved it for today. He wanted to know, he thought he understood there was more than one classification that you could go into, and each class was a different length of time. Is that correct?
So I really don't understand that question.
Well, it took longer to get, like, something versus the next one and so on.
Okay, so... So National Aviation Academy, our campus down here in Florida, we have essentially two programs. We have the 14-month, 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program that gets you through the prerequisites for the required prerequisites to be able to take your FAA exams for your airframe and power plant ratings. Then we have the 7-month advanced aircraft systems program, which, you know, involves information and education about some of the more advanced aircraft systems, and it also puts you in a position where you can get some industry recognized credentials, NCAT, Elements 1, 3, and 8, AAT, you know, things like that. So those two programs combined together make up our 21-month, 3,000-hour program at our Concord, Mass. Location. We only teach the 14-month, 2,000-hour aviation maintenance technology program. You know, so... You know, what do you really want to do? What is your goal? How long do you have to spend in school? You know, ultimately, it's up to the student what they really want to do. You know, if you want to come in, you want to spend time, you want to meet those prerequisites, successfully get through the 2,000-hour program and get your airframe power plant certification, that's going to open the door for you into the aviation industry, you know, to get employers to look at you because that credential is a door opener. That airframe power plant certification is a door opener into the industry. You know, if you want a little bit more education, you want to understand more about the electrical systems on the aircraft, you know, things like that, you know, then you look into one of our other programs, the Advanced Aircraft Systems Program or the 21-month program, you know, which is a combination of the two. Again, you know, students must do their research. Prospective students, do your research. Make sure you understand any education institution that you go to, what you're getting yourself into, what your obligations are, and what the institution should be doing for you.
Now, for prior military... people that were, say, an aviation maintenance technician, sure. Is there not a shorter...
Yeah, absolutely. So credible experience, right? Under the regulation, there is credible experience under Part 65 of the Federal Aviation Regulation. That's airman certification. You know, there's a piece under there about credible experience. You know, so individuals like myself, like many veterans out there, we worked on aircraft in the military. If we worked on aircraft long enough, if we worked on a variety of aircraft, a variety of systems, we may be eligible for credible experience. It also goes for civilians that have worked in the civilian world for years also. You know, there's a process to go through. Basically, if you think you may have credible experience, you're going to need a copy of your DD-214 if you're a veteran. You know, a copy of your training jacket, all the things you did. You set up an appointment with your local flight standards office. and go in there and talk to them about your credible experience application, you know, and they'll review all your stuff and they'll give you guidance from that point. You know, same for civilians. If you work for years in the civilian world and you just never got your certifications, you may rate credible experience also. So, you know, but again, you know, you go on the FAA website, go to Part 65, it explains it, it lays it out for you. Do your research and see if you might, because credible experience is the way to go if you can get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And that answers his question, so thank you very much for doing that. And he said thank you with his reply back.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Now, one other little thing here before we move on. We know that you don't have a dorm, so to speak, to live in, but there are opportunities where sometimes you have houses that become available or something like that. Is that
so National Aviation Academy, we have a student services department. That student services department is available to assist, you know, our incoming students, our prospective students, our active students, and community resources. You know, those community resources vary from, hey, you know, here's some apartment information, you know, here's some community resources, you know, that may be able to help you out, you know, temporary jobs while you're in school, daycare resources, things like that. So our student service department can assist you with some community resources. Again, it is solely up to the student and the landlord to make those arrangements about housing, things like that. All we do is assist by providing information, you know, but we do have that assistance available for those students in our student services department. So, you know, if you're looking about moving and you don't live in a local area, you know, we can give you some resources where you can go look and hunt at, you know, for some apartments that are close to the campus, some different housing options. But again, you know, that's as far as we go with it. We just assist with you finding the place. We don't have anything to do with, you know, the actual leasing, the agreements, anything like that. That is solely between the landlords, the property management, and the student or the prospective student.
Now, one final question, Tim. We'll have to let you go because we're running out of time here. I just realized I went over on the time here. But the best way to get a hold of you is 800-659-2080.
Absolutely. Go on our website. You can also go through our website, naa.edu. You know, request a tour, you know, request information.
Okay, Mr. Bo, thank you very much for coming in. Look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bo Browning, everybody, National Aviation Academy. Website's naa.edu, naa.edu. Go over there, check it out. You'll be glad you did. It'll turn your life around. If you're going nowhere, if you need a reinvigoration, this is the way to do it. I guarantee you that one. Okay, folks, I'll see you all tonight on the Radidio. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.